Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In the quest for youth, people are willing to try anything. Fish scales, sheep, fat, bird poop aren't exactly what you might expect to find in your favorite beauty products. But some of these kind of scary and icky ingredients are being found in products and are being touted for beautiful skin. I once got pooped on by a pigeon, and my sister actually said, oh, take it off your shoulder and rub it on your face. It'll help with the wrinkles. Well, I absolutely did not believe that, and I was not about to do that. It was disgusting. But really, people are swearing by ingredients like shark's liver, rooster combs, bee venom, and fish scales. They're even using fish scales because they glimmer in the sun for eyeshadow. So now bird poop is being touted as being a great skin. It was used a skin cream. It was used hundreds of years ago to cleanse the skin. And people are saying that it works. The droppings are UV sterilized, which produces a powder form of the ingredient. And they mix it with rice bran to help with the smell. And people say that the results are immediate. I don't know. This is the kind of thing we're reporting on it because it's in the news. Whether or not you're willing to try it, the products out there that you can find it, I don't even know what they are, but if you're willing to do it, then go for it. I don't know what would make bird poop specifically good for your skin, but I think probably the research is going to be started, and they're looking for all kinds of natural ways. But what the birds eat today may not make their poop as natural as it might have been. So that's really all I have to say about that. But a second death was linked to salmonella in cucumbers. I grow them myself. A Texas woman has become the second person to die in a nationwide salmonella outbreak linked to tainted cucumbers sold by a California company that it was reported on Wednesday. So I'm going to give you some tips here on the best ways to keep raw fruits and vegetables safe. Make sure you wash your hands with hot soapy water before and after preparing your foods. Clean your countertop, cutting boards, utensils after peeling the products and before cutting and chopping. So you peel them, then clean everything because some of the pesticides, insecticides, and any dirt or bacteria is going to be on those peels. Clean everything up and maybe even give your hands a little bit of a wash after that. If you don't do that, then the bacteria from the outside of raw produce can be transferred to the inside when it's cut or peeled. And when kitchen utensils are then used, it just goes right onto the cuttings. Don't wash products with soaps or detergents. There are some sprays out there that you can use. You can find them in your produce departments to wash vegetables. Use really good, clean, cold water to wash vegetables. I soak my lettuces in ice cold water. It makes them crispy. For produce with thick skin, use a vegetable brush to wash away some of those hard to remove microbes. Use that brush on potatoes. You can use it on even things like cantaloupe and or cucumbers, because even though you're going to peel those and you're not going to eat them, you're washing some stuff off the skin. Produce with a lot of nooks and crannies like cauliflower, broccoli, and lettuce should be soaked. Oh, good. I'm doing the right thing. For 1 to 2 minutes in cold, clean water. And some produce, right, as raspberries, those shouldn't be soaked in water. It will make them really mushy. So you definitely don't want to do that. But you want to dry them on a nice dry paper towel and lay them out that way after you've rinsed them. So we're going to give you some more ways to keep your raw fruits and vegetables safe in the light of some of these stories about salmonella. And that's what we're doing. We're giving you usable information at the top of every hour, every day, right here on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. We have a great show coming up, so stay well and stay tuned.